This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up at 9:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dierks Bentley's Broken Branches Tour when it comes to Jiffy Lube Live Friday, July 11th. So keep listening for your chance to win because it's not that far off.
Let's sure, it's not the Broken Braces Tour?
It is not. They added the H to the read, nice. So we're good going forward. It's time now for EB's entertainment pitch. He's going to entertain you, and he's going to attempt to make Jason Bishop laugh.
No, not, and I don't think with my EP. But
really.
I am going to focus on that next couple days.
Okay, good.
Okay. Entertainment pitch, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax Cakes, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax, ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. She'll take care of you. She'll set you up. Of course, you can always check out all of their vehicles at BMWofairfax.com.
Okay.
I don't get this. I mean, is this guy stupid? I've seen a few interviews of him before, but Billy McFarland, the guy that went to jail for Fire Festival, which like blew up in his face. Remember, Fire Festival was like supposed to be at some island, and it was supposed
in
to be this mega concert.
Yeah,
and people paid a super premium, and they thought they were going to have these exotic, you know, accommodations. And turns out they basically gave him like tents,
they gave them blankets, FEMA tents,
and like
emergency tents,
and you know, like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, and he was
know?
Charging like $1,500 a ticket.
But boatload and more. And there were like no artists there, or maybe like Ja Rule. Like,
well, I think a lot of the artists pulled once they realized that
it was
that
a sham.
Yeah, they pulled like they had big names. I think like Blink 182 was one of the acts that was booked, and they were like, "Well, we don't see any real infrastructure here. We're out."
Right.
So if he went to jail, what were her charges? Like wire fraud or?
Oh, I can't remember. Fraud, I think. I think it was basically fraud.
He's just a big
bank
fraudster.
Fraud. Why would anybody buy a ticket with anything he's involved
with? Well, here's
with?
The thing.
Know.
He's putting together another one, Fire Festival 2. And here's the deal. He doesn't have any artists lined up or anything, but they're selling tickets. It's going to be in some island in Mexico or some part of Mexico. May 30th to June 2nd, they've got tickets ranging from $1,400 to $1 million.
$1 million bucks.
My
now,
point
no
is,
one's buy
what
that.
Idiot
I don't know.
Is buying even the cheapest ticket?
He has no artists confirmed.
Right.
He has nothing.
From watching the...
So how many tickets has he sold?
I don't know.
It's got to be zero.
I mean, just put it for sale. Got to be like zero,
now,
I would think.
From what I remember about the OG Fire Fest, he had a bunch of influencers... Like tweeting about it, going on Instagram about it, hyping it up. So people were like duped into thinking, well, this is going to be a huge deal because the Kardashians are tweeting about it. And they're, you know, like, are celebs going to be suckered into aligning with this guy again? They have to have learned their lesson, right?
So I told you a while ago, I happened to see him in a fight.
Why?
He was doing some sort of MMA fight.
Oh yeah.
I think that was when he was grasping, trying to make money.
Yeah, he owes $26 million in restitution. He's got to make money.
I think that's why he's doing this. But here's the thing. The terms of his release from prison prevent him potentially from even attending the damn thing. He can't even go there. He's not allowed to travel internationally. And he's putting on this festival in Mexico.
It's weird. It's a weird
bit. Disaster. There's going to be another.
He's desperate. He's just desperate.
Is this the only way he knows how to make money?
Well, I think I read that there was. When did he get out of jail?
2022.
Okay, so he announced the Fire Festival 2
a couple years ago,
and they just squashed it, and they refunded the money for all the tickets. So this it happened before. So he's trying it again. But why would anybody in their right mind spend one nickel on a ticket that he's selling? When he was in jail for 6 years for fraud.
Yeah. I don't know.
You got to be the dumbest person on the planet.
Yeah, you have to be a complete clown to buy tickets to Firefest 2.
That makes no sense to me.
What's it? Is it Firefest?
Firefest Festival 2.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to work. This dude's going to end up back in jail.
I mean, we should scrounge up the money for a basement level ticket and send Mike Marr. Just to say, like, we should crowdsource or do whatever. GoFundMe. I know that GoFundMe is usually like if somebody has like the debilitating disease, but we should do it for you to send you to Firefest 2.
Yeah, I'd go boots on the ground, come back with the scoop.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah. Maybe we can holler some chicks that might be there.
A couple missiles.
I think you guys are sleeping on people's desire and need to be where the action is of what people are talking about.
I do sleep on that.
I just think they're stupid.
But it's got to be like a real thing, though. It's not even a real thing.
If they put something together, right, and they just do a concert, like say it's similar to Ocean's Calling or something like that, right? Well, and it's called Fire Festival, and it's in the Bahamas. Everyone's going to want to go just to say they're at Fire Festival.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Well,
they're just dumb.
Right. He's got no artists. He's got nothing.
He'll get it. I think he'll work.
Why would anybody want to work with him?
If it's a real concert, not if it's a scam. He's got to do a real concert this time.
I don't think he's trying to scam. I don't think he's that dumb.
Right.
I just think he can't execute it.
Can't deliver.
He can't deliver.
He's got a great brand.
I mean, people have heard of it.
I don't know, but people have heard of it.
I can't call that a great brand. Like, I can't call Firefest.
Okay, it's
a brand.
Okay, sorry. He's got a brand.
Yeah,
like, Apple's a great brand.
I can't.
Nike's a great brand.
Okay, but it's a known brand.
It's an infamous brand.
Yeah, but so people, it's like MS-13.
But people signed up for the first Fire Festival without any kind of plan in place.
No, but they had heard the artists and they heard the ideas. The ideas were that you were going to basically be treated like a rock star for
a
weekend.
Right, and they saw the influencers pimping the product.
Right.
So they believed in it.
And you were sleeping on mattresses.
Like social media ads of how great it was going to be, and it was a big fakey.
Man, some of those videos of the people pulling up in like school buses to that little strip of land where all the FEMA tents are. And they're horrified, as they should be.
Oh,
they were duped. They were trapped. They couldn't get out.
It says, McFarland told the artist to embrace the storm. Since 2016, Fire Festival has been the most talked about music festival in the world. And here's your chance to be a part of it. He's kind of right.
Most talked about.
Did anybody even perform besides like Ja Rule?
I don't think there were any performers.
He never got that far.
Yeah, yeah. It was like everything. The plug was pulled before it could even get started.
Yeah. So how could it be? I mean, how could you even? I don't even know. How could you even say it was a music festival?
It was the most talked about, because everybody was joning on it. I mean, there wasn't one positive thing ever said about Firefest. But I guess it is a brand.
Right.
He made an impact.
What do they say about the producers? Make it so bad it's good. It turns into a moneymaker, right. The Broadway play. This is what he's done.
Yeah, I know nothing about that.
He's taken a joke and he's made it into something big.
Well, I'm going
to went to jail for 6 years.
I'm going to hold out judgment until I see the second one go off without a hitch down in Mexico, wherever it's being slated to be held.
Hey, should we do like a breaking news sounder for sports? Sports, you want me to do it? You do the sounder, I'll do the breaking news.
Ooh.
It depends
if you're doing a bit or not.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm not doing a bit.
What sport is it related to?
Football.
Mm.
Commander related?
Yes.
Ooh. Well, we have an update, anchor.
You want to kick it to Savannah?
You want to do it to Savannah? Why don't you let me do it? Why don't you let me do it?
Does she know what it is?
Play the thing. I don't know. See, I don't know what I'm talking about. But, I mean, it was just posted 5 minutes ago. Can I put it out there? By a guy from CBS Sports.
Ooh.
It's getting vetted. I think there's vetting happening.
Well, I mean, I don't know. The guy works for CBS Sports.
Okay.
It seems like NFL on CBS.
All right.
Oh, yeah. This is breaking news.
The Washington Commanders have granted two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen permission to seek a trade. Sorry to steal your thunder there, EB, but this is some huge breaking news from the Commanders. Allen was the team's first-round pick back in 2017. He is currently in the final year of his contract with Washington. His $15.5 million base salary for 2025 is not guaranteed. Now, last year, you remember, he tore his pectoral muscle, missed half the season, and now the Commanders are granting him permission to seek a trade. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
Thank you, Savannah, for that update. It's news, but it's not surprising news to anybody, I don't think, in this room. Or
third highest cap number on the team.
No, it's just when it comes official like that. Like, they're letting you know in advance. They're not just like they're telling you, right. Everyone, we're allowing him to go seek a trade. Well, like, the breakup is inevitable.
It's telling me that they were going to cut him if they can get something for him.
Absolutely.
They were going to break up the duo.
That's smart on their part.
That was the assumption.
Yeah.
But it just makes it official.
What it means financially is a trade or an outright release would free up nearly $17 million in cap space. Man. So they have a lot of cap space.
Right.
But just by moving Jonathan Allen, it's $17 million more Adam Peters to play with.
A team that's close, they would love to acquire Jonathan Allen. He's a Pro Bowl level player at the peak of his career. He's a leader. He's a great dude. Like, if you're a good defensive tackle away from missing that final piece on defense, you could do a lot worse than Jonathan Allen.
No, for sure.
So I think there will be a market for him.
It sucks for him.
I think so too.
But he may not be able to find it in a trade, though.
He toiled with his team throughout the lean years.
Yeah.
Then they get Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but he was here for this year.
I know. But
he missed a big
chunk.
You got
to believe that they're on the upswing.
We didn't think
that the future is bright.
Yeah.
And so he toils with the team during the lean years, and they don't want
him anymore. That part does suck, but I mean, we've interviewed him many times. He knows this is a business. This is another part of the business. You don't always stay with the team that drafts you.
It almost seemed like he was mentally checked out like 2 years ago there for a moment, right? Remember?
Yeah, he was so pissed.
He was so pissed?
Yeah.
Understandably. Anyway. All right. Savannah stole my thunder.
Smart business by the Washington Commanders. It's an asset that you no longer are going to keep, but you're not just going to let him walk away for free if you can get some sort of trade package put together.
I'm sure it's personal bias, but I'd rather them get rid of Jerron Payne.
Yeah, just because we like John.
Right.
And we know John.
And also, Jerron Payne's making more money.
A lot more money.
And there's more money tacked onto his deal, which there isn't with Jonathan Allen.
And I thought John made some plays in the last couple of games.
No, he did.
Yeah.
I know PFF rated him high in one of those games.
No, he definitely did. I don't know. Should we bang out some calls on a reaction?
Yeah, we'll get people's reaction to the breaking news that the Commanders have granted Jonathan Allen permission to seek a trade away from the Washington Commanders. 800-636.
When that happens, it's guaranteed they're parting ways.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's over.
Yeah, he won't be on the roster come week one of the 2025 season. Yeah. 800-636-1067. If you want to weigh in on that breaking news about Jonathan Allen on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, we'll take your calls next.